This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Volunteers of America, Ohio and Indiana is using a three-year, $2.8 million grant to create a program designed to support pregnant women throughout Indiana affected by substance use disorders. The not-for-profit says the funding from the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Foundation will help establish the Fresh Start Connect program, which aims to create a critical care pathway to improve maternal health through early diagnosis, intervention, treatment, and aftercare. Sayward Salazar, Vice President of Behavioral Health for the organization.
But there's not a lot of services to wrap around them. So the other part of this grant is really to be able to provide support during that fourth trimester.
The organization cites data from the Indiana Department of Health's 2022 Maternal Mortality Annual Report, which showed that substance use disorder was the top reason for the 40% increase in maternal deaths in Indiana from 2019 to 2020. The Bloomington City Council tabled a measure Wednesday night that would have notified the state that the city disagrees with the plan to divert significant water draws from Wabash River aquifers to the Indiana Economic Development Corporation's Boone County LEAP District. The resolution will be reconsidered March 27th. While the bill's author and co-sponsor wanted to move forward with urgency, other council members, Mayor Kerry Thompson, and economic development stakeholders asked to wait on the vote until the body heard from the IEDC. Potential amendments were also mentioned, including language tweaks and a switch to a focus on advocating for water policy. Though the city is nearly 100 miles away from the district, the resolution was drafted to show solidarity with communities expected to be impacted. In 2006, Monroe County faced a water diversion proposal for a 60-mile pipeline routing up to 90 million gallons of water a day from the county's reservoir to Indianapolis. AES Indiana has acquired the 106-megawatt Hoosier Wind Project in Benton County. The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission has approved the deal. The company said the acquisition will result in $22.2 million in cost savings for its customers over the next 6 years. Customers using 1,000 kilowatt hours per month should see a decrease of approximately 7 cents. Hoosier Wind produces enough electricity to power 29,000 homes. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio. A political poll released Thursday finds U.S. Senator Mike Braun with a huge lead in the crowded 2024 Republican primary race for Indiana governor, and an even larger number of registered voters who are still undecided. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The Fox 59 CBS4 Emerson College The Hill poll found that Braun leads fellow GOP gubernatorial candidates with 34% support, followed by Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch and Fort Wayne businessman Eric Doden at 7% each, and former Indiana Secretary of Commerce Brad Chambers at 5%. But the poll also found that 43% of those surveyed were still undecided about the GOP primary race. The poll was collected March 2nd through 5th, and the overall poll consisted of 1,000 registered voters with a credibility interval of plus or minus 3 percentage points. The Republican primary poll consisted of 526 likely Republican primary voters with a credibility interval of plus or minus 4.2 percentage points. The winner of the May 7th GOP primary will take on presumptive Democratic winner Jennifer McCormick in the November 5th election. McCormick, the former Indiana Superintendent of Public Instruction, has no competition in the primary. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Warsaw-based OrthoPediatrics is reporting a full-year net loss of $21 million in 2023, compared to a net income of $1.3 million the previous year. Despite the drop, the pediatric medical device maker reported a 22% increase in revenue, leading to a record $149 million for the year. CEO David Bailey said 2023 was another strong year for the company. For the fourth quarter, the company reported a net loss of $6.7 million, compared to a loss of $7.8 million during the same period in 2022. Quarterly revenue also saw a 21% increase to $37.6 million. The Indiana Supreme Court on Wednesday belatedly released an 84-page opinion upholding Indiana's law limiting who can run on the Republican and Democrat primary ballots. The High Court previously issued orders in the case, but not a full ruling. At issue is whether the so-called two primary rules are unconstitutional, as a trial court judge had found. The case was brought by John Rust, who wanted to run for U.S. Senate as a Republican, but he didn't meet either of the party affiliation parameters. His last two primary votes weren't Republican, and his county chairman wouldn't sign off on his candidacy. Rust voted in the 2026 Republican primary and the 2012 Democrat primary. He was recently removed from the ballot by the Indiana Election Commission and is seeking judicial review of that ruling. More than $150 million in federal funding has been awarded to 51 rural communities in Indiana for road and bridge improvements and sidewalk projects, the Indiana Department of Transportation announced Wednesday. Nearly $90.3 million of the $155.6 million in federal funds awarded will go towards improving or replacing 32 bridges rated in poor condition. Among the funding awards are more than $7 million to Lebanon for a bridge project on Noble Street, more than $7 million to Boone County for a bridge project on County Road 300 South, and more than $7 million to Allen County for a bridge project on Ferguson Road. TPMA founder Tom Miller is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sheeran for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.